Using Dreams for Guidance, a blog post by Liz Garrett. Every night, your dreams speak to you of your possibilities, of collective universal wisdom, and of specific solutions to your problems. Dreams provide direct access to an incredible wealth of intuitive wisdom readily available to you. Are you listening? The beauty of dreams is they require so little effort to reap huge rewards. You do not have to pay money, break a sweat, take lessons or tests, enlist a therapist, or make any special effort at all other than to pay attention to a process that is already going on. As a bonus, a way of life that includes paying attention to your dreams is fun, mystical, exciting, magical, and powerful. Give it a try. There are dreams that have changed the world. Countless great works of art have been attributed by their creators to dreams. These include Lewis Carroll, Charlotte Bronte, Salvador Dali, Edgar Allan Poe, to name a few. World leaders have made major decisions based on information obtained from dreams. President Johnson's decision not to run for a second term. Harriet Tubman used dreams to find safe passage for escaping slaves. Mohandas Gandhi found insight for the nonviolent liberation of India in his dreams. General George Patton executed battle plans that came to him in his dreams. A British official's 1937 dream led to the discovery of oil in Kuwait. Think of the far-reaching implications of these dreams. Inventors, including René Descartes, a mathematician, and Niels Bohr, a physicist, attributed their discovery to dreams. And, of course, all the major world religions report pivotal events that occur during dream realizations. Dreams have changed the world, and dreams can change your life. The only effort required to harness and direct their amazing power is to pay attention to them. This is a habit easily acquired. It is a lovely way of life that puts you into relationship with your dreams. In this relationship, you assume your dreams support your highest and best possibilities, that they yearn for your success and happiness, and so you make every effort to learn their language and consider the possible messages they convey. Every night, your dreams put on a show just for you, and you don't even have to buy a ticket. The language of dreams is beyond words. It is symbolic, emotional, and very personal. Your dreams speak to you in a private language meant only for you. For this reason, I don't recommend dream symbol catalogs or asking others for their interpretation of your dreams. It is up to you to translate the message your dreams are trying to convey to you. The more you work with your dreams, the more their language becomes clear to you. Also, by putting a dream's message into practice, future dreams become clearer. Dream work is an unending spiral of pleasant exploration. To unlock the language of your dreams, try entering into an agreement with them. Establish a clear statement, written into the front of your dream journal is best, along the lines of, "My dreams lovingly and clearly reveal the information I need, and I am open to their message." Also, know this. Even if a dream is disturbing or nightmarish, it is still a loving message from your higher self sent to support your highest good. Sometimes it is just screaming to get your attention. Dreams provide an easily accessible portal between our inner and outer worlds. Depending on your beliefs, the wisdom of dreams may come from external gods or angels, the wandering of your soul, past lives, a glimpse of the future, or the collective unconscious. While it is interesting to speculate on the source of dream wisdom, I am more interested in how we can access and utilize it for happier, more meaningful lives. The tool of dream interpretation is a private, self-expository writing. Using a meditative form of writing, Edgar Cayce called inspirational writing, you establish a purpose or intention, you begin writing, and you see where it takes you. No judgment, no goal, just start writing anything. Inspirational writing bypasses the logical mind and accesses the intuitive mind. This approach frees you from limitations of writing only what you know, so you can be surprised to write what you don't know. Much of what you write will be old and familiar, and some of it nonsense, but there will also be gems. Approach dream work with an attitude of fun, even if your purpose or problem or question is serious. Here's a simple 5-step approach to working with your dreams that you can begin using immediately. 1. Write down your dreams each day. Begin by realizing that the feeling you had about the dream is at least as important as trying to come up with the interpretation. Because of the multiple levels of our beings, dreams generally have more than one meaning. 2. Remember that for the most part, every character in the dream represents a part of yourself. Watch the actions, feelings, expressions, and conversations of these characters in your dreams and measure them against the activities in your waking life. 3. Watch for reoccurring symbols, characters, and emotions in your dreams and begin a personal dream dictionary of these symbols and what their importance is to you. 4. When working with dreams, remember, first of all, that your dreams can be extremely helpful even if you don't recognize immediately what they mean. And 5, lastly, remember to practice, practice, practice. Establish a relationship with your dreams that is a way of life, one in which you do through your day with constant underlying awareness of dream messages and images. We know from brain scan observations that everybody dreams. Even if you think you don't dream, you probably just don't remember your dreams. People vary greatly in their ability to remember their dreams. However, dream recall is a skill that can be easily learned. Here are some tips for improving your memory of dreams. Establish your intention to recall your dreams. Ask your dreams for guidance, stating your specific request or problem if you have one in mind. Place your dream diary in easy reach beside your bed. Try auto-suggestion. Plant suggestions in your mind such as, "My dreams are important," and "I am going to remember my dreams." Try to wake up before or without the alarm clock. Wake up slowly. When possible, dwell for a moment in the dreamy in-between where you grasp some conscious awareness of your dreams before opening your eyes. Allow some time in your morning for dream recall. Drink a lot of water. The need to urinate in the night will wake you at the end of dream cycles. If you recall only unexplained words or vague images, write those down. Be patient. Sit quietly to allow memories of your dreams to come to you in their own time, in their own way. And lastly, don't worry. You don't have to recall all your dreams or any dream in its entirety to benefit from dream work. You can trust, if your intention is true, you will receive exactly the information you need.